Hello and welcome to the podcast formerly known as T3 and now just represented by the squiggly symbol for awesome. Coming up on this week's radical show, Gran Turismo 5 finally squeals into town, but what's going on with the multiplayer? Speaking of late arrivals, iOS 4.2 is here. Well, they did say November. Plus, how to do just about anything with T3's handy how-to compilations. How about that then? And joining me on this quest, a very motley crew. It's the lovely Ree Morgan, Luke the Luke Peters, and in the absence of Duncan Bell, it's his able crime-fighting sidekick, Adam the Boy Bunker. Welcome.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, all.
What's your name? Are you like Dangerous Dan?
Oh, God.
Dan,
I was at a comedy night this week where the comedian... I didn't mean to sit on the front row. It's just no one sat in front of me. So I got picked on, and he ended up calling me D-Star for the rest of the night.
Oh, dear.
D-Star.
Yeah, that was a bit embarrassing.
Wasn't it Stuart Lee, was it?
What's that?
Was it Stuart Lee?
No, I can't remember his name. It was it was some random comedian.
It
was 5-star.
Up and coming. Anyway, no Duncan. He's on his sickbed.
He'd be illing.
Yeah. He sent me a text describing his symptoms, illing, which I won't repeat.
Did he, really? Maybe that could be the rant.
I think he's just had
the side effects of his medication.
Just a dose of too much technology.
Yeah.
Oh,
internally bleeding.
It's all the radiation.
But yeah, no rant from Dunk.
So no Duncan.
If he
rant.
Was here, he would rant about how he felt, probably.
I would imagine.
But we can't. I can't think of anything that's angered me today.
Don't worry about it. No need. You know, we don't have to have a rant.
Yeah.
I could talk about Apple's kind of overwhelming marketing power, in that they are good at making shiny things and have thusly persuaded me to buy the 11-inch MacBook Air.
Ah, you've done it.
Yeah. It doesn't. When I kind of want something like that, it doesn't last very long until it's like, you know, not very much time until I actually impulse buy it.
What sticks power
it was
have?
It was funny watching Adam across the office kind of like add it to his basket and then take it out of the basket and then add it to the basket.
I did do that for about 5 days and then finally like just say goodbye to my savings.
So no one else getting Christmas presents this year.
No, that's it's just all shiny spent. Thing is mine.
That's it. Yeah.
Good.
Merry Christmas. I bought myself a MacBook Air.
On to our top story and what else but... Yes, some mild rock music. No, it's Gran Turismo 5, which hit stores on Wednesday. Only the second most anticipated game of the month. And the month before that, and the month before that, I think. Well, it has been a while, hasn't it?
I know.
Yeah, it's...
ages. Some people bought PS3s just on the promise of this game. It's 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a good few years, them trying to, like, polish it up and get it ready for release.
Yeah, but people are obviously still, you know, they've been clamoring for it for a long time. When we did our event at Selfridges a few weeks ago, we were really surprised how many people turned up, probably to see the game more than to see us.
Wow.
Unbelievable as it sounds.
That's shocking, yeah.
But
I thought the queue was for you.
But there were hundreds. There were hundreds of people, and they were, you know, really into it. So, and we got a bit of a GT5 sort of fan in the office as well, Luke Johnson.
Yes.
News writer, resident news writer, and GT5 fanatic, and he absolutely loves it. He was talking about the go kart level on the first, as part of the kind of like training you get onto. And he says you have to do quite a lot of fiddling around in the kind of like the setup, and but once you actually get into the game proper, he says it's just incredible.
Yeah, he reviewed it. The review is up on T3.com now.
Yeah,
and he says obviously it's a great game, but there are kind of as many menus to get through as there are in kind of like...
Well, yeah, this is the thing. So it's been a whole 5 years after Gran Turismo 4. And then, the wait doesn't end once you buy it, does it?
I know, it's ridiculous. Like, the amount of cars and the amount of courses and tracks, I mean.
And a 50-minute install.
Yep.
Really?
It's worth it, though. I love the video trailer that I was watching.
It varies person to person, because I think Luke Johnson set it up in about 10 minutes, but was over an hour for his to work. Yeah. I think
Mine was only 10 minutes,
but that's what we've been doing for 5 years then, making a bloody great intro video.
It was a really good intro video,
but it's quite a hefty install, I think, to try and cut down on loading screens when you're in the game. but the reports are kind of saying.
Well,
that
yeah,
be
I was
going
to say because you get past the wait to install it, and then last night the GT5 website reported currently the online services of Gran Turismo 5 are experiencing some extreme online traffic congestion.
It's a funny way to describe it for a car game.
Yeah, traffic in
high speed traffic congestion.
But well, this isn't just affecting the gameplay, is it? It's affecting all the menus, everything.
Yeah. Apparently people are really experiencing difficulties, aren't they?
But is it making it unusable? Or just people just whinging?
Well, they've come up with a workaround.
Yeah. I think overall... sorry, Dan. I think the gist from a lot of reviews I've read is that it's obviously a fantastic racing game when you get into it. Mm. But they haven't done anything since the first Gran Turismo game to update the menus, and it's all just a little bit over faffy.
You'd think in 5 years they'd manage it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've come up with a workaround, which is just to disconnect from the network for now. Oh, nice. But they're promising a patch at the weekend, so hopefully sorted by them.
Fingers crossed. Mm. They might get some traffic controllers in there.
But overall, a big thumbs up.
Yep. For those who've played it, sounds great. Obviously, you've got there's a huge amount of gameplay there.
The thing I found, like with the cars, it literally is like driving a real car. Like I remember the last time I played a car. My trick was take your foot off the accelerator when you come to the corner and accelerate out. That just doesn't work.
But that works in
GT5.
That works in South East London for me.
Yeah, every time.
That's how I drive. But what did I? It's just unbelievable how realistic. Well, I've never driven a supercar, but it's just unbelievable the amount of control you have to have, and you have to really you feel like you have to drive and think about how much brake you put. And
were you using a control pad or a steering wheel?
It's a control pad.
Because I imagine it with a nice force feedback steering wheel and all those trimmings would give it even better.
What I have heard from various people is that the developers have kind of spent a lot more time on the really flash cars than they have on the others, to the point where not just like they look better graphically, but things like you kind of Ford Fiestas, you just haven't got an interior view.
Mm. Yeah, well that's it. Well, there's the premium and the standard ones, and not the standard ones have got the interior.
Yeah, and Luke Johnson said that some of them just don't have interior views. Some of them have gone like to town and it's so detailed in the interior view. And others have just got kind of like, there's a steering wheel, there's a dashboard. So like, that's what we imagine
generic
it looks
dashboard.
Like.
So they say they really needed another year to finish.
Oh, at least another decade. Yeah. To make
they shouldn't
it,
have rushed this out in this way, really. Anyway, okay. Well, lots of deals again as well, which probably points out if you want to trade in your games and go to Asda and places like that. Anyway, but that is enough of that. It is time... in this case, to say, here is the news. Yes, Apple has officially announced the arrival of its latest mobile OS update, iOS 4.2, set to bring multitasking and folder management to the iPad, as well as wireless printing and seamless streaming to Apple TV. Steve Jobs says it makes the Apple tablet a completely new product.
Yeah, that's interesting words, because a high-profile source close to a major service provider told us a new 3D Apple iPad will launch pre-Christmas with an integrated SIM card. That after plans for an integrated SIM iPhone were dropped because of objections from networks.
Sticking with tablets, Acer has unveiled the Iconia, a dual-screen Windows 7 tab due for launch in January. With two 14-inch screens, one can become a keyboard, just like a laptop.
Meanwhile, Samsung shifted 600,000 Galaxy Tabs worldwide since its launch at the start of November. That's according to the Korea Herald. Apple's responding with subsidised price iPads as low as £200 to a network provider near you soon.
After claims you should have already ordered Kinect if you wanted one in time for Christmas, Sony is saying that if you want PlayStation Move for Crimbo, you should stump up now to ensure delivery. Such is the demand.
Or what about a PlayStation phone for Christmas? An invite to a Sony event in France has been unearthed with the four famous PlayStation symbols and a phone icon cozying up next to them. The date? Put it in your diaries, 9th of December. I saw that Iconia. They brought it into the office, the Iconia. It is a laptop.
It's 14 inches as well. It's huge.
I just want to bring that to people so if they miss it first. It's got two 14-inch screens.
Two, not one, two.
Is it heavy?
It's so heavy.
It's like the Britannica.
It's huge. Yeah.
And quite expensive.
Yeah, it's, I think it's £1,500.
What did Acer say that they expected people to use it for, apart from, I don't know, a coffee table or...
I tell you what we didn't
mention.
A photo
frame, really elaborate digital photo frame.
Window shutters.
Speaking of tablets, the Playbook, which BlackBerry's answer to the iPad, coming, what, early 2011 in the US, won't be coming here till the second quarter, which means after March. Mm. But an interesting price tag, about $400 they're talking about.
It's quite good.
Yeah,
I
just think it'd be really interesting to see who buys it. Is it going to be people? Yeah, but is it? Because it's called
got an iPad?
It's called a Playbook. It's called
yeah,
a Playbook.
It's
not for
suits. I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's for consumers, but you're going to have but you know, there's going to be the whole VPN stuff, and I don't know. I don't think BlackBerry have ever got their crossover products right.
Quite right.
Their marketing message. I think that they've got a big fan base in young kids on the back of a bus who want to own a BlackBerry because they see it as a premium product, and that's why they released a cheaper model. Mm. But I just don't know whether the more I think about it, the more I think 2011 is going to be, there's obviously going to be some new tablet launches, but I think e-readers are going to be the dark horse of 2011.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem for anything going up against the iPad is developer support. You need apps in huge numbers of decent quality apps, because that's what the iPad has in spades, and that's one of why people want it, because it's kind of, it keeps on giving, you know.
You can see
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
You can see with the the Playbook will obviously be attractive to sort of like the financial sort of media sector. Mm. So like the FT, you know, they've done incredible work on their, you know, iPhone and iPad app, but that's because they offer a service to that specific type of customer.
Yeah.
So to not be on a product like that is a bit foolhardy. But can I say the 4.2, even though it took 13 hours to back up my iPad and then install iOS 4.2, it's brilliant. It's really, really good. For once, I'm agreeing with Jobs that it is a completely new product. So The multitasking works really well. I tell you what's brilliant is the AirPlay stuff.
Mm.
I was really surprised. Downloaded a HD movie to the iPad, and obviously it's not full TV HD sort of quality, but it just instantly streams from the iPad. It's very, very quick, really responsive.
Onto Apple TV.
Onto Apple TV as well, which, you know, for £99 is a nice... It's a nice little kind of accessory for Christmas, and the fact that you can, you know, you've got all your photos on an iPhone or an iPad, and you can just attach it up to Apple TV and stream through there. It's amazing, really good.
Luke Peters, Apple man, who'd have thunk it? Right,
it's just good.
And Adam buying a Mac,
we've all been brainwashed.
What's happening to us? I don't know. Right, time to see what you have been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM. Adam, what have you got?
Yeah, I've got one from Unfinity Design, also known as Nathan Clean. It says, got my copy of GT5. Impeccable, as always. Top notch in every way, shape and form. Racing hard to get to the weather events.
Keep racing.
He's obviously good. He's not been caught in the jam, the traffic jam. I've got Jason Foster, regarding a 3D porn video on demand service to launch in France. Hairy armpits in 3D. That'll soften you up real quick. Why did I have to read that one out?
Sorry, Ree.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, the French in there, hairy armpits. Anyway, yeah. Luke.
It's 2011 almost. The French are beyond anyway. Binary Boyfriend, with reference to Acer's dual tablet. The world has gone tablet mad. How long before we have one for the toilet? Why would you want one for the toilet?
And surely can't you take the tablets you've got already?
You have your magazines in the toilet, don't you? So
I read my
sense.
iPad on the toilet.
Yeah.
I've got a little magazine rack in the toilet. Yeah.
I don't understand why you'd have one specifically for the toilet.
The binary boyfriend,
I think it's a very good idea. Anyway, Paul Mitchell X asks, what do you think chances are of a 7-inch iPad 2 early next year? Thanks.
No.
I think we kind of mentioned this last week. None, really. Yeah.
Steve Jobs hates 7-inch things, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, but Steve Jobs also said he was almost quoted. He was also quoted to say, "What's the point in netbooks?" And the 11-inch MacBook Air could be seen as a bit of a netbook.
He still beg to differ, though.
Has been known to change his mind. Okay. Well, we still think no chance. Anyway, what have we got for a gadget of the week?
Yeah, Jim. I've got the Palm Pre 2.
Woohoo!
Which is good.
I like it.
Yeah,
I really want this to succeed, but I don't think it will.
It's not like, oh yes, this is it. It saved the letdown that was the original Palm Pre. Mm. But it's basically the same. They've just done some tweaks, especially with multitasking. It feels just, it's still silly easy to use, like the Palm Pre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I really liked it. I wasn't.
Can you cut yourself
Palm Pre,
like
but...
you know? Can you use it as a razor anymore?
Yes, it's almost at a point now. It's like a point at the end.
What, so it's even sharper still?
It's even because...
My problem with the Palm Pre was, I mean, obviously, yeah, the OS on it is great, but the keyboard, forgetting the pointiness of its edges, the keyboard
still
is
good.
Like impossible. You press four buttons at once with it if you've got a normal human-sized hand.
Yeah,
like it's kind of hard to use.
Yeah, that's still a problem. And they still haven't put a virtual keyboard on the screen.
Oh.
So you have to use the keyboard. Physical keyboard, yeah. So that's a big no.
You just got to be very delicate with it.
It is tiny. But it's not a huge leap. It doesn't kind of make up for all the failings of the first one.
Yeah, and you can buy the original Pre for like £200 SIM-free. So,
can you?
Yeah. And this one's about £400 SIM-free, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. But yes.
Okay.
If you like the Palm Pre, then I don't think I'd swap it. But if you were toying and going, I don't know, it's a bit buggy, the Palm Pre, then the Palm Pre 2 has kind of patched those up.
It's a good product.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Not many of the networks. None of the networks have taken it up, have they? It's got to be SIM-free.
Yeah. I think so. I believe so, yes.
Okay. Review coming up. Already?
Yes, it's up already.
Ooh, so efficient.
They're already done. Where have you been?
Okay.
No, actually, anyone.
Excellent. Thank you, Reeb. Now, it's not often we're stumped here on T3, but when we are, we like to turn to a handy how-to like this.
I'm Brian Tong, and I'm going to show you how to jailbreak your iPhone and talk about the benefits and risks of doing so.
I'm going to show you how to jailbreak your iPhone. Yes, handy stuff like that. T3's been compiling them all. Where can we find these wonderful videos?
If you go to www.t3.com/s/how-to, there is a fit, basically, or just go to the features section because it's at the top at the moment.
Okay.
Adam is the how-to go-to boy.
Okay. What have we covered at the moment?
At the moment, there are four sections live. We've got Android, iPhone, Windows, and Mac OS. And there are going to be more coming up, including like social networking, gaming setups, home cinema setups. It's kind of being updated on a rolling basis.
Sweet.
But yeah, each of those four categories that's live at the moment has 10 top how-to videos compiled from YouTube each. So there's 40 live if you want to learn 40 different things.
Is there one for how to shave a moustache off?
Yes.
Yeah, how is Movember going?
Wait. It's all right, yeah. To be honest, I'm getting a bit sick of this moustache now. It's just like, I can feel it on my face. And
it's like having a caterpillar.
Great for 2 weeks, good laugh, and then it's just a bit of a hassle.
A bit annoying now.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, there's more of these how-tos coming, isn't there? Because we've got four devices.
Yeah,
so
we're going to try and get more up before Christmas, but it's kind of, stay tuned. Also, if you want to tweet at T3.DOTCOM with a hashtag how-to, we are going to be taking suggestions. So if anyone's got anything they want us to add to it, then by all means tweet in.
And can I add, just on the end of this, that any regular T3.com viewers should check the website possibly today, maybe early next week, for a very special Christmas surprise.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's not Duncan Naked.
Oh.
Sorry. We can't reveal what it is just yet.
No. So when do we need to check?
Possibly, well, today, which is Friday, the
26.
And all over the weekend. We're hoping to get it up today, but it may fall back to early next week. But it's worth the wait. Haven't seen anyone else do what we're doing, and lots. Yeah.
Okay. Really, will you be tweeting this when it occurs?
Yeah,
like mental.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, subscribe then to T3DOTCOM on Twitter, and you'll get it straight away. Excellent. Yeah. Well, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.